Wonderful. Thank you so much, everyone. And it's really a pleasure to be here. We'll see how the second song fits in, because the second song should have been the first song, but this was perfect. This erased every idea of discrimination or bias, right? That's not where I was really going with it, but hey, listen. If we can look, and this is where the beauty of the song kicks in, if we can look deeper than the person standing in front of us, if we can look at this whole idea of God, which is, we put it as the circle, but I put it even more than the circle. I put it everywhere present on this entire map, right? And that is the thing about universal spirit. Is truly universal, even more universal than we think universal is, right? Universal is all there is, so much so that we cannot even fathom it. So today's reading, today's topic comes from the book, How to Change Your Life. And, you know, we have an amazing collegiate in our presence, Miss Judy, who does really great things with her talents, and she chose this book. And this is a book, again, that I had mentioned in the past, where when I was doing my internship at Fort Belvoir Military Base, that was one of the books that was in their library. And I'm like, oh my goodness, somebody forgot their book. But then I realized that the book had marked 4 North, which is the particular unit that the soldiers were on. And so I started using the book from that point moving forward. I had had the book before, but I had started using it more and feeling more drive to talk more about other things when it comes to healing, right? So today's topic is on the universal mind. And one of the things that Judy so cleverly put forward was the, you know, what we believe principles. And this book has all of those principles. And I am going to just because we're pulling the curtains down today, I am just going to refresh your memory on the beliefs that we've had up till now. And then I'll introduce today's beliefs. So, the first belief we've had is we believe in God, the living spirit almighty, one, indestructible, absolute, and self-existing cause. This one manifests itself in and through all creation, and through, but is not absorbed by its creation. The manifest body is the body of God. Me, you, the towel, the cloth, the belt, right? It is the logical and necessary outcome of the infinite self-knowingness of God. The second one, we believe in the individualization of the spirit in us and that all people are individualizations of the one spirit. We believe in the eternality, the immortality, and the continuity of the individual soul forever and forever expanding. We believe that heaven is within us and that we experience it to the degree that we become conscious of it. That's a tough one. We believe the ultimate goal of life to be complete freedom from all discord of every nature and that this goal is sure to be attained by all. We believe in the unity of all life, and that the highest God and the innermost God is one God. We believe that God is personal to all who feel this indwelling presence. That's why I ask you to reach to that space and get that God that's within you, because that God is you. Right? So we believe in the direct revelation of truth through our intuitive and spiritual nature, and that anyone may become a revealer of truth who lives in close contact with the indwelling God. And it brings us to today, which is, we believe that the universal spirit, which is God, operates through our universal mind, which is the law of God, and that we are surrounded by this creative mind, which receives the direct impress of our thoughts and acts upon it. So this is where we are today when we talk about the universal mind. And Ernest went on to talk about that in the science of mind, we differentiate between spirit, mind, and body, just as all the great major religions have done. Spirit is the conscious and active aspect of God, as distinguished from the passive or receptive and form-taking aspect. So this is key. This is big for us. Oh, it shouldn't be big. And because if we are all individualizations of God, then we are just God expressing in so many different ways, right? I have a little reading to do from Eric Butterworth, because he knocked the socks off of me with this. So if you don't mind, I'm going to read a little bit more on this. So it's in his book, Concentric Perspective, and it's the chapter one, and it's the second paragraph. So we want to begin from an entirely different perspective, right? So one of the things he talked about is, you know, we see God as nature, the full expanse of beauty. We see God as everything else except. So I'm going to keep reading now. So for a moment, let go of the thought of God as something extraneous to you, external, if you didn't get my words correctly, as something external to you. Say to yourself, I exist. Think about the physical you. Whatever it is, it is. It is fresh, it is sensual, it is beautiful. So through the senses, we become aware of our environment. And unless we see from the perspective of I exist, we tend to look out into our environment as if we are insignificant nothing in the vastness of the world. So we always say out there, or ooh, look at the expanse of beauty or the nature or whatever. So from this sense of insufficiency, we make such sense as, isn't God wonderful? Don't we say that a lot? God is good all the time, right? So isn't God wonderful? We say that all the time. And isn't nature grand? Of course they are. But the point is, you are wonderful and grand and beautiful just like the statements or the acknowledgments of what God is, right? So we are concerned here with how great you are, and that should be our starting point, all right? So taking that into consideration, mind, if I could turn your attention to the teaching board for a little while. I should have had my little pointer. But Allison made this for us, and oh, I am so grateful for Allison over the years. So we'll just look at the circle for right now. And let's pretend the circle is all God, all there is. Let's know that God is everything to everyone everywhere here. There is a V. So on the top part of this, that's God as intelligence, imagination, ideas. This is the thinking part of God, right? I have some other, make sure I have some other areas that I can share when it comes to God. I did have this that I had sent to Carolyn, but that's okay if you didn't get it, Carolyn. Right? That's fine. So what this says is that at the top is spirit, but we know that it's all spirit, right? But in order to kind of show how we become what we think, or we are the expressions of what spirit is, we'll just do it as a partitioned way for right now. So this is spirit, which is conscious, right? And conscious means all-knowing, all-present, all-powerful. There is nothing that cannot be made that is not made from this one hugeness of eternality, right? It is the first cause, as we call it. It's the beginning of it all. It is what we call the absolute, right? So let's pretend that it's there. Everybody could see that, right? So in the middle here, you see these two little things here? We have it as, let's say, universal mind. And universal mind is, so up here is very active, right? This is the activity of God in every aspect. Down here, we call it a little bit more passive. Why passive? Is because it is so malleable, it is so easily molded into what we desire when we have really thought, had that thought that penetrates what we call the law, right? So the law is what we call our soul or the soul. The law is the creative part of humanity, of the world, of the planet, of the eternalness, right? And then below this V is where spirit penetrates the law and gets into the space of humanness or form or substance or anything that is tangible, right? And so it's from that point of view where we have effect, where we have conditions, where we have our experiences. And it's in the form that, unfortunately, we tend to judge ourselves by. We tend to see, unfortunately again, our insignificance. So I'm here to remind you that whether it is spirit in all its magnificent glory, and you could put any type of label to what you want to spirit, you know, abundance, you know, you know, awfully abundant, awfully powerful, right? So this, with our creative mind, which is the law, and the law is what allows the penetration of spirit to take place in the form of the thought process that has already been there. It's now molded, and as it keeps going into deeper into spirit, it shows up as form. All right? So where am I going with it? I'm going with it in the sense that mind is the builder. So universal mind fabricates things. It takes the original, the identical idea or concept, right? It doesn't have a mind of its own in a way. The mind comes from the thought process. So we know what we want. We put it out, that idea is already out there. And the mind, the universal mind or the law, is the one that literally takes that idea and bring it into actual form. All right. So the form is the original idea, which is lowered into visibility for us. So in one of the readings that I've had, it talked about, could we see God? We are in a place where we are absolutely engulfed and embraced and imbued by the God that we are looking outside of us for, right? So could we see God? And that's why, is this Nemo? Is that Nemo? Well, I don't know. That's why. Who is that?
Dory and Nemo.
Okay.
Dory blue, Nemo brown.
Okay. So I know Nemo more than the other one, so I'm going to say Nemo. Thank you so much, Luvania. I was waiting for this. So one of the questions that one of the writers asked is, could the fishes see the sea? Right? And I don't know if they can. They just are. That's their survive. That's how they are. That is how they express. So if we as human beings are in this whole evolution of our experiences, where is God? Who is God? How does God show up? Right? So keep that in mind, because it impacts the way we think. Because wherever our attention, wherever our focus goes, that's where our power and attention literally takes over. All right? So if it is that we are in a sea of God, instead of, and I'm not going to say you cannot sing, you know, sing praises, because today Connie looks amazing in her African outfit. I told her I'm so jealous, right? So I could see the beauty in Connie. I could see the love and the grace of God in Connie. But does that mean that I can't see and focus on the love and the grace and the beauty in blue instead of her amazing purple, right? So we can definitely, you know, we are expressions of God. And this is where mind allows us to do amazing and creative things like these, right? Mind, the thought came to me, and it came last night, but I'm like, okay, it kept expanding. So the thought that came, and Lavanya wants to see it. The thought that The thought that came was, how else could we celebrate? And, you know, I didn't want to disturb Connie after 12 last night, like I now knowing that I cannot disturb Carolyn after 12 because she has a routine, right? And I'm grateful that this works. But this is from a thought process. Everything that is made, every experience, everything started with a thought, right? So somebody said, I'll make this, and this is how it's going to be. And then I bought into the idea, and, you know, and this is how it starts unfolding, right? So just know that we are God expressing in every moment. And so we humans living in a world of sense make the mistake of thinking it is real only when our sense organs can apprehend it, right? So remember that everything that has started from a place of spirit, a place of invisibility, including the concept of birth, right? We have followed a particular mold and end up as humans. Dogs have followed a particular mold, end up as, right? So animals and humans and trees and bees and all that stuff, I mean, it's part of that huge eternal knowing, that eternal understanding, that thought process, the imagination, right? The dream. So when you dream, just know it's not just a dream. It's the beginning of that thing that needs to be manifested. And how it's going to be manifested depends on the type of focus and attention we allow ourselves in order to give power to it. All right? So, since both, where am I? The thoughts of spirit and mind are force, F-O-R-C-E. Therefore, it is quite conceivable that the entire universe is the thought of God in visible form. And the thought of God in visible form comes right back to us, to Eric Butterworth, right? Eric says, you live in an environment you do not see. You see things, but you probably do not see reality. Again, this is where he said, can a fish see water? Can a person see God? You are environed by God. So if we are environed by God, then where are we? In God. Right? So you live, you move, and have your being in God. God is all. God is all. God is the universe. And the universe is centered at the point where you are as the eachness or the individuality or the individualness of you as you unfold in creation, right? So he also went on to say that there is a mystical center in all of us. The whole of God is present at every point in us. And the whole of God is present at every point in everything else. I'm looking at the carpet right now. The whole of God is present in it, right? So God is the environment and the center in which I live, move, and have my being. You are the center, that point within you where you are God as the grounding of your own being. So he encouraged us to get back to the point of oneness within us. And so I want to also encourage us all that in as daunting as it may seem that we are God expressing and that every part of us is God unfolding or God in expression, it could be daunting for our very weak and kind of tired minds sometimes to figure out, well, if I am all that God is expressing, how is it so difficult to express the things I want to express? And may I send you right back again to the focus of attention, right? If we figure out that we start thinking of our failures, what happens is that the attention goes to the failures, the power of our attention goes to the failures, and what do we get? So if our thought process is, okay, I am basking in failure, the law, which is that law that says, push against me and I would open and I would be who or what you want me to be. You push with the thought of failure and opens up and it expresses in form. And if it's one thing the universe knows how to do well is abundance, right? So it's going to open up with the expression of negativity and will bring everything and everyone to you that's going to remind you and reimburse you for the negativity that you invested. Likewise, success. If success has made you happy once and you kind of focus back on it, you're going to continue to feel in that space because you're truly giving the attention to the success. And it does something within us that creates more of it, all right? So I would encourage you to truly remember your oneness. Our oneness is not a oneness that we didn't deserve. No. Our oneness is not a oneness that we have to cry out to God to make this happen for us. Because where is the water that the fish is swimming? Or where is the air that I am living in? God is it. So if I cry out, I cry out to the bigness, to the bigger part of me, to the eternal part of me, and not something outside. Outside would be all these beautiful red love stuff. So if you go outside and you manage to get outside of God, you're going to end up in love. So don't be trying to get out of love, right? Don't be trying, because God is everywhere present. And that love is absolutely skirting everything. So with that said, I know this is a little bit something. With that said, just remember that, my notes are gone. Just remember to give yourself the value, the worth, the credit that you are already in the eternality of God. And how you choose to express and to use the law, what you choose to unfold for yourself and for others, is about choices, which we do have, right? Volition. And at that point in time, we truly focus on the things that either work for us or work against us. Sometimes we don't even know the difference. But with God, all things are possible. There is a huge, huge field of possibilities. And so just keep that in mind as we move forward, that spirit is all God, mind is all God, substance or form is all God. But just to understand the different aspects of it, we broke it down. But you are all God, living and swimming in God. Thank you so much.